Representative Meskers, good morning. Welcome. How are you today?
Good morning, Tony. I'm sorry I missed my meeting yesterday at 7:50, and I think it was a good lesson to make me get up even earlier for a 7:30 call. next time.
That's right. This is your penance. we'll start with some of the work you're doing in the Commerce Department. What's happening there?
You know, I'm thrilled. I had the distinct pleasure and the honor of being named co-chair of the Commerce Committee up in Hartford. So we're bringing forth a couple of bills. One of the things I'm hoping to bring forward is a bill to work on certification. And this is reciprocity among the medical professions, basically nurses and mental health workers, because I think that's an important issue. It'd be given the shortage in the state to allow people in the neighboring states to be able to practice with their licenses, if they have valid practicing licenses in, you know, bordering states with good credentials and good records. I want them to be able to practice in my state versus a recertification program. So I'm looking at introducing a bill there on reciprocity. Hopefully that comes out of committee next week. We are raising a bill to foster the arts, culture, and tourism. There is a tax on meals. And we're not going to raise any taxes. We're looking at purposing a small percentage of that meals tax to go to support arts, culture, and tourism. So basically the money would be reinvested back into some of the things that drive culture, arts, and tourism. You know, that sales tax and the restaurant meals. So it's an existing tax. It's not a new tax. We're just looking to get a grab on part of it to use it for some really good work. So I'm thrilled.
All right, we'll talk beach access. Is that something in Hartford?
Well, we did have a bill in testimony, and I submitted my testimony, and I stood up to speak on the beach access bill that was being proposed. I think it's dead on arrival. It was a bill that was going to force us to increase access to the beaches to an extent that I thought it was going to compromise accessibility for Greenwich residents, particularly in Byram. So I testified. And I don't know if you're familiar, the Byram Beach pool has, I think, a capacity of, it's either 175 or 250, and it goes to capacity every weekend in the summer. And the problem is, when you grant non-resident access for a town like Greenwich, you are essentially granting access as much to New York State residents as other Connecticut residents. So you have to strike a balance. If you believe there should be some access, you do have to create a policy that's the same for any Connecticut resident as it is for a New York resident, except for the town. You can give a preferential, but to a certain degree, it has to be viewed as fair. I think the policy we have now is fair. I had to get up and defend it and explain the capacity issues so that I could serve the residents of my town. So, I think I was pretty happy with the outcome. I certainly raised our voice and defended our position.
Okay. Another hot issue, 830G. There are a lot of proposals on housing at the legislature. Can you give us an update there?
Yeah, so, I made the mistake. I did a legislative update. I told people I hadn't received many emails. Now I've received a lot of emails. The bills as they stand now are still in format and shaping. They're going through planning and development, I believe is the Committee of Cognizant, and maybe a Housing Committee of Cognizant. So I appreciate the input and the feedback from the community. I'm not a big supporter of 830G. I'm a big supporter of local control. Unfortunately, I've gotten all these emails telling me not to vote those out of committee. I will not be, and I do not sit in those committees. So those committees are kind of what oversee those issues, and they bring them forward. So if I had been sitting on the committee, I'd be voting no on the bills. So I appreciate the input. I think our entire delegation is only interested in local control. And any solutions that need to come along the way are the responsibility of both the town leadership, planning and zoning, more importantly, the First Selectman's Office. As the bills wind their way through the assembly, I'll look for their feedback and guidance on what our posture should be and whether or not ultimately we have anything we can support.
Our speaking with State Representative Stephen Meskers. I'm going to give you a chance to take a break here to take your State Representative hat off, put on your RTM hat now. And Monday night meetings should be interesting, I guess, referring to the voting questions, right?
You know, it's been a nonstop issue that inflamed already tense situation. The bottom line is a vote was taken. Some people claim that their votes weren't recorded. I don't think that's a unique situation. When I was there and there were paper ballots cast, some of the votes were miscounted or mismarked and misrecorded. When we went to an electronic system, I distinctly remember there was a bill in favor of either the schools or some issue that I care deeply about. And I thought I hit the clicker. I went up. My name, the vote was closed. My name was, I think, registered either in the either a no or registered as not voting. I went up and they looked at me and they said, well, sorry, because the vote was closed and the vote tally was finalized, which at some point, you know, we need to get to closure. I'm loath to revisit votes, even if they're close, because if we're going to revisit votes, what is already a 6-hour meeting is going to be an 8 to 12 hour meeting. Or we're going to rehash the same issues at every meeting. And this seems to be a pattern that is becoming, it's becoming more difficult to serve on the RTM because things have gotten more contentious. And there's a group, there are a number of people who have nothing better to do than agitate. And I joined the RTM to serve, and I'm looking forward to continuing that service. I've been on the RTM for 20 years, and I joined Public Works as my committee to bring the state's resources to do the public works of the town and help support those. And that's where I'm focused on. And I wish we could all stay more in our lanes and get our work done. And that's what I'm rooting for.
I mean, is electronic voting in trouble?
We have 6-hour meetings because of the nature of the discussions in the last couple of months or years. And if we move forward and don't stay with electronic voting, those meetings will become 8 to 10 to 12 hours. If we are looking to engage the electorate of this town and to recruit solid and responsible working families to the RTM, we need to make the system accessible and the voting to be at a pace that people can handle. And if you know, frankly, we need to move forward. You know, we got rid of our pencils and papers for a computer about 30 years ago. I vote in the chamber in Hartford electronically in a building that was built, I think, 150 years ago. I'm going to suggest that I cannot imagine that we can't hold on to electronic voting. The paper ballot, I mean, going back to a system, the town and the body does not have enough time to drag out to 10 or 15 minute paper balloting of the voting. It's just, we need to move forward.
All right. And then on the vote itself, on this, you know, to accept this grant, do you see the vote being rescinded? How do you see it playing out Monday night?
I would prefer to see the vote stand. If the vote is rescinded, then we're more than likely then to then go back for another vote on the grant. And frankly, I've heard enough from all of the activists on both sides about voting. I have listened and watched the video from our registrars of voters who represent a steep political divide. Both of them are comfortable that we can handle these funds. There is a reality that I told somebody this the other day, I said, I don't call my electrician when I want to have my heart checked out. I don't call the plumber if I'm having gastrointestinal problems. I go to someone who has a proficiency. I have two sworn constitutional officers, my registrars of voters. They are comfortable that they can administer these funds, and they're comfortable that the funds will help them as I up in the state, putting my other hat back on, as we bring forth early voting, we will have incremental expenditures that are not in the budget currently for that office. And some of those budgetary needs can be met by these funds. I think given the debate on whether or not the BET is willing to rebuild Old Greenwich School or Central Middle School, the idea that we turn away funding that we potentially will need for the Registrar of Voters office is ludicrous. I've got sewage in my school. I've got ADA compliance issues, and I'm going to turn away money that I incrementally will probably need with early voting. I can't think of anything more irresponsible, personally. I mean, regardless of who's giving the money, I've just taken $5 million for the Greenwich, Eastern Greenwich Civic Center, right, from Mr. Cohen. No criticism or commentary, but there's no question on that. I just don't see the problem.
Maybe earlier in the morning, a little feisty, so get you maybe a little earlier each Thursday morning when we get you on, right?
Wow, that just sounds like a threat.
No, that's okay. We'll keep you the same slot. Thanks for your time this morning. Have a great day.
You're welcome. Take care. Bye.